on 91.1. You're waking up with the Hot Breakfast. It's Sam Coward and Nerissa Pace. It's 14 past seven. Now, we've had a lot of fun on the show so far, Sam, catching up with the contestants as they get kicked out of the MasterChef kitchen.
Yes, indeed. And we're getting to the pointy end of things now, aren't we? Yeah. We're really sorting out who are the chefs from the cooks.
So if you didn't watch it last night, this is what happened.
You know, this dish was all about balance of texture and also balance of flavour. And one dish was too sweet and crying out for more tartness. That's why I'm sorry, Teresa, you're going home.
Oh, it's painful. And she joins us now. Teresa, commiserations.
Good morning.
Now, as if it wasn't hard getting kicked out first one time from MasterChef, you've been kicked out twice.
I know, right?
Oh, well, you certainly are a gun. And the cake you made had 32 different steps, right? And 17 steps added to plate it up. So I don't know how you do that anyway.
Yeah, you can't be too sad when you're getting kicked out for a sweet that's too sweet. So
well,
it wasn't like it was too sour.
Yeah, but,
exactly right. It's been unanimous, and the reason you got kicked out is you weren't a big enough tart. So I think.
Wow. Oh, nice. I like that.
Now, you went up against Trent and Mimi in the Lamington pressure test. So obviously you filmed it a little while ago. Did you sit down with the family last night and watch the episode?
I actually did. I watched it with my mom and my kids. So, and, it still brings back a little bit of sadness because, you want to stay. Everybody wants to stay. But I'm so proud. I had a chance to come back and I had a really good time when I came back and I had so much more fun. So I can't regret that. I'm really proud.
And it's been a pleasure to watch you as well. You've got a great attitude.
Oh, thanks.
Teresa, I'm going to say, of all the contestants, you're the one who seems to be the most likely of all of them to kick on in the world of reality TV and television because you present beautifully, you speak beautifully, and you can cook as well, which is just a bonus. It's a bit like Matt Preston. Apparently he was a terrible chef in a kitchen but can do the TV stuff really well.
Yeah, well, hey, if I'm terrible in the kitchen, I can do the TV stuff. I'm happy with that. But it would be nice if I could do both.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And now you're deciding whether to come back from living in Canada and return and live back in Australia where the rest of your family is. What are you going to do?
Definitely. Like the rest of my family, I grew up here, so this is home to me and my family, my extended family's here. My daughter's actually here with me, and so she's going to the universities and just checking out the courses. So it's definitely something that we're looking at. It just comes down to opportunity and work. You can't just come back and hope for the best. I want to be able to sort of see what I can do over the next coming month.
You haven't picked up much of a Canadian accent. There's a few words you say and you can tell.
Ah, nice. It's funny, I'm there and they think I'm Aussie. I'm here and they think I'm Canadian. That's what I am.
Problems with your ice cream, eh? All right.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a cheap shot.
Well, it's true.
It's right. My ice cream was too sweet, apparently. And it's hard because, really, I felt great during the cook and I could have sworn I followed that recipe. But obviously, in pressure, you just make mistakes.
You weighed your cherries at the wrong time. Everybody knows it. I was watching it saying, Teresa, you've weighed your cherries too late.
I know my cherries. Darn those cherries.
Darn them.
Last time we had you on, I can't remember how you went with our two Sunshine Coast questions, but we'll take you through them again. What's further north, Caloundra or Noosa?
Noosa.
Correct.
Well done.
All right, now, if you get this wrong twice, it's doubly bad.
Ooh.
All right, can you spell for us Mooloolaba?
Mooloolaba.
Yes! You are the first MasterChef contestant to get that correct, I believe. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Well done, Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
And just for the privilege now, you get to go into another reality TV show. We're putting you into Survivor.
Oh, amen. All right. Sign me up.
Teresa, thank you again for coming on the show. Pleasure to chat to you. And we wish you all the best in your journey. We do hope you come back and settle in Australia.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys.
It's the Hot Breakfast, Hot 91.1, 17 past 7. This winter.